Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus. Today, we're diving into something truly fascinating, NASA's independent study on unidentified anomalous phenomena.
Yeah.
Now, before you picture us chasing flying saucers, let's be clear. This is about how science tackles the truly strange and unexplained.
That's right. This report, commissioned by NASA and compiled by 16 experts across diverse fields, it's all about building a roadmap for NASA, you know, to flex its scientific muscles and understand UAP better.
Okay, so NASA and UFOs, it might seem like an odd pairing. What does NASA actually bring to the table here?
It's all about data, really. The report emphasizes this data dilemma. You have these captivating eyewitness accounts, but they're not the solid evidence science needs. It's like trying to solve a crime based on hearsay alone. Intriguing, but not enough to convict.
So how do you go from shaky eyewitness accounts to hard data? You know, data that NASA can actually work with.
Well, the report highlights how NASA's strengths line up perfectly with this challenge. Take satellites, for instance. NASA's Earth-observing satellites. While not designed to spot tiny objects, they can provide crucial context. Imagine using satellite data to see if a UAP sighting coincided with unusual weather patterns.
That's fascinating. You could potentially rule out things like weird cloud formations or atmospheric effects.
Exactly. It's about building a bigger picture. And then there's NASA's expertise in handling massive amounts of data. They're the masters of sifting through the noise to find those nuggets of insight.
So they're like cosmic detectives, sifting through clues scattered across the sky.
That's one way to put it, but it's not all smooth sailing. The report also points out the frustrations with the current state of UAP data. Much of it is collected accidentally, not with the right tools. Imagine trying to study a rare insect with a blurry photo taken on flip phone. You'd be missing crucial details.
Okay, so bad data equals bad science, no matter how cool a topic is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's the issue of missing metadata, that extra information about when and where the data was collected. Without it, even precise measurements lose their value. It's like finding a piece of a puzzle with no idea where it fits.
Talk about a frustrating puzzle. And let's not forget the elephant in the room. A lot of this data is classified, which makes open scientific study really difficult.
You're hitting on a major roadblock, this lack of transparency. It just fuels speculation and prevents rigorous scientific analysis.
So how do we break through this data logjam? What does the report recommend?
The report proposes a brand new systematic approach. First, better data collection. NASA needs to be part of a coordinated effort to gather UAP data using multiple calibrated instruments. Yep. Think of it like setting up a network of high-tech weather stations specifically designed to study these phenomena.
A network dedicated to UAP. Now, that's an idea I can get behind. And what about those of us who aren't NASA scientists but still want to contribute? Can we play a role in this?
This is where things get really interesting. The report suggests the possibility of a crowdsourced smartphone app for data gathering and reporting sightings. Imagine everyone with a smartphone becoming a potential UAP data collector.
Okay, that's a game changer. But how do you ensure quality control with something like that? What, did you just get flooded with blurry photos of birds and planes?
You raise a valid point.
Mm.
Citizen science has its strengths, but data quality and rigorous analysis are crucial. Not every blurry image is going to be scientifically valuable.
I guess it's about finding the signal in the noise.
Precisely. Think of it as separating the wheat from the chaff. There will be a lot of data to sift through, but the potential for groundbreaking discoveries is undeniable.
So we've got NASA's expertise.
Yeah.
A network of specialized instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially millions of citizen scientists contributing data. That's a pretty impressive arsenal.
It is. And the report doesn't stop there. It also suggests leveraging existing systems, like the Aviation Safety Reporting System, or ASRS, which is already managed by NASA. This system collects reports from pilots and air traffic controllers, which could be a goldmine of information about UAP sightings.
It makes perfect sense. Those individuals are often in the best position to observe these phenomena, right?
Exactly. They have the training, the vantage point, and the experience to distinguish a genuine anomaly from something more mundane.
Okay, so we've got a plan for gathering better data. But let's be honest. The question on everyone's mind is, could these UAP be alien technology?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the report doesn't shy away from it.
So what's the official stance? Are we talking little green men?
Well, not quite. The report emphasizes a cautious, step-by-step approach. While extraterrestrial technology is a possibility, we can't jump to conclusions without solid evidence. It's like solving a complex puzzle. You need to rule out all other solutions before resorting to the most fantastical one.
So it's a possibility, but not a foregone conclusion.
Exactly. The report urges us to approach this with a healthy dose of skepticism and scientific rigor. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence.
I like that. A balanced evidence-based approach. So no definitive answers just yet. But at least we have a roadmap for getting there. This report is basically calling for a scientific revolution in how we approach UAP.
You could say that. It's about shifting from speculation and hearsay to data-driven analysis and scientific rigor.
And that's where NASA's involvement comes in. They're the perfect organization to lead the charge in this new era of UAP research.
Absolutely. They have the expertise, the resources, and the reputation to elevate this field to a level of scientific credibility it's never had before.
But the bold step. And it's exciting to think about what they might uncover.
What's fascinating here is that this isn't just about searching for alien spaceships. This is about understanding the unknown, pushing the boundaries of our knowledge, and potentially rewriting our understanding of the universe.
That's a perfect place to wrap up part one of our deep dive into the NASA-commissioned UAP study. Join us for part two, where we'll delve deeper into the specific recommendations of the report and explore the implications for the future of UAP research.
We'll explore how NASA plans to leverage cutting-edge technology, artificial intelligence, and even citizen science to unlock the secrets of UAP. Until then, keep looking up and keep those questions coming. Welcome back to our deep dive into the NASA-commissioned UAP study.
It's incredible to think we're at a point where NASA's applying their expertise to this topic. It feels like UAP research is finally getting the serious attention it deserves.
Yeah.
So picking up where we left off, the report outlines some fascinating steps to overcome this data challenge. What stands out to you as the most significant?
Well, one of the most critical aspects is the shift. Towards using calibrated instruments, you see a lot of the UAP data we have now suffers from inconsistencies. Imagine trying to measure a table with a ruler that keeps changing length. Your measurements would be all over the place.
So unreliable data leads to unreliable conclusions, even if the initial observations are intriguing.
Precisely. We need consistent, accurate measurements to draw meaningful conclusions. NASA, with its vast experience in designing and calibrating instruments for everything from studying distant galaxies to monitoring Earth's climate, is uniquely positioned to lead this effort.
It sounds like it's not just about having more eyes on the sky, but having the right kind of eyes, so to speak.
Exactly. And the report goes beyond just the instruments themselves. It stresses the importance of metadata, that extra information about when and where the data was collected, what the instrument settings were, and so on. Without that context, even the most precise measurements lose their value.
It's like finding a clue to a crime scene, but having no idea where it came from or what it's connected to.
It's a great analogy. Metadata helps us make sense of the data, connect the dots, and ultimately draw conclusions about the nature of UAP.
Now, the report also suggests a multisensory approach. What exactly does that mean? Are we just talking about using more than just cameras?
It's about going beyond just visual data. The report proposes incorporating radar, LIDAR, multispectral and hyperspectral imaging, even audio sensors. This way, we can capture a more comprehensive picture of a UAP event, not just a single snapshot.
So instead of relying on a single witness, you're gathering testimony from multiple perspectives, each providing a different piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. By analyzing these multiple data streams together, we can start to filter out false positives, identify patterns, and potentially even determine the physical characteristics of UAP.
Now, this brings us to an area that I find particularly fascinating, the role of artificial intelligence and machine learning. How do those technologies fit into this new approach?
Well, these technologies are going to be absolutely essential. For sifting through the massive amounts of data we'll be collecting, think about it. We could have millions of observations from satellites, specialized sensors, and citizen scientists. No human team could possibly analyze all of that manually.
So AI and machine learning are like superpowered detectives, able to scan through mountains of evidence and pinpoint the most crucial clues.
That's a great way to put it. These algorithms can be trained to identify patterns, anomalies, and even predict potential UAP occurrences.
That's incredible. But I imagine the accuracy of these systems depends heavily on the quality of the data they're trained on.
You're absolutely right. That's why the report emphasizes data quality, consistency, and proper organization from the outset. If you feed the system garbage data, you'll get garbage results.
This is all about laying a solid foundation of reliable, well-structured data. And once that's in place, AI and machine learning can really take off.
Precisely. They can help us analyze data in ways that would be impossible for humans, potentially revealing patterns and connections we might otherwise miss.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities. Now, beyond NASA's direct involvement in the use of advanced technologies, the report also discusses the potential for citizen science. Can you elaborate on that?
Public participation is going to be a key part of this effort. As we mentioned earlier, the report even proposes the development of a smartphone app for UAP reporting. Imagine, everyone with a smartphone could become a potential contributor to this research.
That would be amazing, turning every smartphone into a potential UAP detector. But as we discussed before, data quality is paramount. How do you ensure that a system like that doesn't get overwhelmed with unreliable reports?
It's a legitimate concern. The report suggests incorporating features into the app to help users identify and filter out common misidentifications, like birds, planes, or drones.
So it's about educating users, providing them with tools to make more accurate observations.
Exactly. It's about turning casual observers into informed citizen scientists. And even if only a small percentage of the data collected through the app turns out to be scientifically valuable, the sheer scale of the project could yield invaluable insights.
It's a fascinating approach, harnessing the power of crowdsourcing to tackle one of the biggest mysteries out there. Now, the report also suggests leveraging existing reporting systems, like the Aviation Safety Reporting System. Why is that so important?
Pilots and air traffic controllers are often the first to encounter potential UAP. They have the training and experience to distinguish between unusual atmospheric phenomena and something truly anomalous. Tapping into those existing reports could provide a wealth of information about UAP activity.
It makes sense. They're the experts in our skies.
Yeah.
So their observations are particularly valuable. So it sounds like the report is advocating for a multifaceted approach involving government agencies, scientific institutions, and the public.
That's exactly right. It's about fostering a collaborative, open approach to UAP research.
That's a refreshing change from the secrecy and speculation that has often surrounded this topic in the past.
And I think that's what makes this report so groundbreaking. It's not just about NASA taking the lead. It's about encouraging a global conversation, promoting open scientific inquiry, and ultimately moving closer to unraveling the mystery of UAP.
It's a fascinating shift in perspective, and it feels like we're on the cusp of a new era in UAP research.
I agree. And while the report is careful not to make any definitive pronouncements about the nature of UAP, it lays out a clear path forward for tackling this mystery with scientific rigor and transparency.
And that's what I find so exciting about this. It's not about jumping to conclusions or chasing sensational headlines, but about applying the scientific method to one of the most intriguing questions humanity has ever faced.
Now, with all these innovative approaches and potential advancements, what are your thoughts? What aspect of this new direction in UAP research excites you the most?
What strikes me most is the emphasis on inclusivity. It's not just about a select group of scientists working in isolation. It's about engaging the public, harnessing the power of citizen science, and creating a truly collaborative effort. I feel like everyone has a role to play in unraveling this mystery.
That's a great observation, and it speaks to the power of curiosity and the human desire to understand the world around us. This is a mystery that belongs to all of us, and it's inspiring to see a report that recognizes that.
It's a reminder that science isn't just about equations and laboratories. It's about asking questions, exploring the unknown, and embracing the possibility of discovery no matter where it leads.
That's a wonderful sentiment, and it captures the spirit of this report perfectly. We're entering a new era of UAP research, one where scientific rigor, collaboration, and open-mindedness are the guiding principles.
I think we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. What's fascinating here is that we've just scratched the surface. We've talked about the data challenges, the potential for new technologies, and the power of citizen science. But there's still so much to explore.
You're absolutely right. We haven't even touched on the potential implications of UAP for aviation safety, national security, or our understanding of the universe. Those are all topics for another deep dive.
I guess that means it's time to wrap up part two. But don't worry, we'll be back soon to continue our exploration of the NASA Commission UAP study. In part three, we'll delve into those fascinating implications, examining the potential risks and rewards of unraveling this mystery.
We'll explore the potential impact of UAP on our world and our understanding of our place in the cosmos. Until then, keep those questions coming, keep those eyes on the sky, and never stop exploring the unknown.
Welcome back to our deep dive into NASA's UAP study. We've covered a lot of ground, from the challenges of gathering reliable data to the exciting potential of AI and citizen science.
It's been quite a journey. We've explored how NASA aims to bring scientific rigor to this field, and it's clear that their involvement is a game changer.
Absolutely. But we've only just scratched the surface. This report isn't just about collecting data and analyzing it. It's about grappling with the potential implications of what we might find.
That's right. And those implications could be profound, touching on everything from aviation safety to national security to our very understanding of the universe.
Okay, let's unpack that. Let's start with aviation safety. What are the specific concerns raised in the report?
Well, the report acknowledges the potential risks UAP could pose to aircraft, especially if their movements are erratic or unpredictable. Imagine a commercial airliner encountering an object, moving at hypersonic speeds, with no clear flight path. That's a recipe for disaster.
It sounds like a scene out of a science fiction movie, but I understand the concern. There have been reports of near collisions and unexplained interference with aircraft instruments.
And while the vast majority of those incidents likely have conventional explanations, a small percentage remain unexplained. That's why the report stresses the need for further investigation to assess these potential risks and develop mitigation strategies.
So it's about understanding the nature of UAP, not just to satisfy our curiosity, but to ensure the safety of our skies.
Exactly. We need to determine if these phenomena pose a genuine threat to aviation, and if so, how to best address that threat.
And those concerns naturally lead us to the issue of national security. If some UAP turn out to be advanced technologies from foreign adversaries, that obviously raises some serious red flags.
Absolutely. Imagine a scenario where a UAP demonstrating advanced capabilities is observed operating within our airspace. Is it a surveillance platform, a weapon system? We need to be able to identify and assess those threats.
It's a sobering thought, and it underscores the importance of collaboration between NASA, the Department of Defense, and other relevant agencies.
You're right. This is not something NASA can tackle alone. The report emphasizes the need for a coordinated multi-agency approach to ensure we have a clear understanding of what's happening in our skies and the ability to respond appropriately to any potential threats.
It's a reminder that UAP research isn't just a scientific endeavor. It has real-world implications for our safety and security.
Precisely. And then there's the most profound implication of all: the potential impact on our understanding of the universe. Imagine if even a tiny fraction of these UAP turned out to be evidence of extraterrestrial technology.
It would be a paradigm shift, a moment that would redefine our place in the cosmos. The implications for science, philosophy, religion, every aspect of human thought would be profound.
It would be a discovery that would change the course of human history. But as the report cautions, we need to proceed with both excitement and skepticism. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence.
We can't let our hopes and imaginations run wild. We need to remain grounded in scientific rigor, carefully evaluating the evidence, and ruling out all other explanations before we jump to conclusions about alien visitors.
Exactly. It's about balancing the thrill of the unknown with the discipline of the scientific method. We need to be open to the possibility of the extraordinary while remaining committed to the principles of evidence-based inquiry.
It's a delicate balance, but it's essential if we're going to truly understand this phenomenon. So we've covered the potential risks to aviation safety, the implications for national security, and the mind-boggling possibility of encountering extraterrestrial technology.
And while these implications are weighty and potentially world-changing, it's important to remember that this research is ultimately about expanding our knowledge and understanding of the universe.
You're right. Whether we discover new atmospheric phenomena, advanced technologies developed by foreign nations, or evidence of something truly beyond our current comprehension, this journey of discovery will enrich our understanding of the world around us.
And that's what makes this report so inspiring. It's a call for a new era of UAP research, one characterized by transparency, collaboration, and a commitment to scientific rigor.
It's about embracing the unknown, asking the tough questions, and pushing the boundaries of human knowledge. And who knows what incredible discoveries might lie just beyond the horizon.
That's the beauty of scientific exploration, isn't it? The pursuit of knowledge is a journey filled with surprises, and the answers we find often lead to even more profound questions.
Well, I think that's a perfect place to wrap up our deep dive into the NASA-commissioned UAP study. We've explored the challenges, the potential solutions, and the mind-blowing implications of this fascinating field of research.
It's been a pleasure sharing this journey of discovery with you. Hopefully, we've sparked your curiosity and inspired you to keep exploring the mysteries of the universe.
And remember, the next time you look up at the night sky and see something unusual, don't just dismiss it. Ask questions, seek answers, and maybe, just maybe, you'll be part of the next great scientific breakthrough. Until next time, keep looking up and keep those questions coming.